Today on Our Life in Christ and in America, Bill Hinkle talks with Father Peter Hears about his ministry as the rector of St. Elias the Prophet Orthodox Church in Thessaloniki, Greece, and about being there as an American priest.
Great to have my good friend, Father Peter Hears, on this show today. Father Peter, please tell us where you are and what your life is like in Greece.
I'm a priest in the diocese of Iresou Agion Oros, which is not far from Thessaloniki. And I'm a priest at the church of the prophet Elias in Petrokerissa, Greece, which is a small village outside of Thessaloniki. So I've been a rector of the parish here since 2006. And spent most of my 15 years in Greece at the University of Thessaloniki. I just finished up my PhD last year. So that's most of my time in Greece has been between the parish, the university, theological school, and Mount Athos. Those are my three destinations usually.
Tell me, how often do you go to Mount Athos and why do you go there?
Well, I go as often as I can. Years ago, I'd be going monthly, but now with so many things going on with four children and homeschooling and the parish and everything, I go about two or three times a year. But the good thing is I see my spiritual father, my elder, often because he comes to the village here and confesses people. So I don't have a need to go that often. People go to Mount Athos mainly to see their spiritual fathers, to meet with the monks, the various elders, the various teachers on Athos, stay over and experience the worship, and take back to the world with them the sense, the flavor, the ethos of Mount Athos, which is so important for everybody in the church. The monasteries are so important for all of us to maintain that Orthodox ethos and understanding a way of looking at things. And so, and to hear a good word from the elders on Athos.
That's amazing. I know there's many Americans that would envy your position being close
to the desert in Egypt.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to see that. As I say, you're the envy of most Americans that we talk about Mount Athos as a faraway place. We hope someday to go. Thank God I've been there once. Didn't know anything. I wasn't baptized. I was just made a catechumen, but since then, I desperately want to go back. The reason I called you, is that we talked about the idea of a cashless society. That is a discussion that's happening in Israel right now in their government. And you made a comment about this is a first step among many to come, perhaps, that we read about in Revelation. Can you comment just briefly on that?
Well, it looks like that. I mean, that's certainly what it appears to be. We don't know the future. God knows alone the time of his second coming, and therefore the events leading up to them are the time of those is unknown ultimately. But the signs are definitely spelled out in Scripture, in Revelation, and in the Gospels. The Lord, in fact, upbraids the Jews for not seeing the signs of the times in his day, in his first coming, and how important it was for them to recognize the sign of the coming of the Messiah in his first coming, and they did not. So for sure, every Orthodox Christian should be aware of those signs of his second coming, and therefore us not to be found negligent. And that's exactly why they're given in Scripture, for our salvation, for our protection from delusion. So this new development in Israel is a sign for sure. It's a movement toward a cashless society. The government has approved it. The president of Israel is in favor of it, and now it's being brought, I think, for a vote, and they're trying to begin the process. So it's likely that they're going to do that, and that's not a surprise. We've been hearing about this for years. I think it's more of whether technologically and socially it can be achieved, whether it'll be technologically possible and socially acceptable. Israel is a small enough society that, and a society that's quite, religiously and culturally similar. The people, I think it's a place that they could achieve this in a fairly short amount of time. Now, what does it mean? Well, in and of itself, it's not the mark of the beast in the scriptures in Revelation, where it says that those who have that will only those who have that will be able to buy and sell. It's not this, but it certainly is a step toward that. It's apparent that if you do not sell and buy within this system and the system that they're setting up, then you will not be able to be a part of this society, economically speaking, at least. So it certainly is a major step in that direction. So we keep our eyes out, we keep our ears open, and simply take note and be prepared for other such developments. I don't know if there's much we could do, and I think, you know, the wisdom of somebody like Saint Ignatius Bryantseninov, when he speaks in the 1880s and 1890s about the coming apostasy and the destruction of Holy Russia, and says to the people then, do not try to change the course. It will take its course, and it is unstoppable. But he says, get out of the way, essentially, you know, and help others to get out of the way and not fall into the same trap. And I think that's the wisdom here, is that we're not deluded enough to think that we're going to change the things that have been prophesied and the course of history. We're a minority today. That's something that's not going to happen. But we definitely need to keep vigilant, watchful, and understand what this means, both for us personally and for the church in large. And at the end of the day, it should be a confirmation of our faith, because if these are events, are signs that are being fulfilled, because they've been prophesied by our Lord and in the Book of Revelation by the saints, well, this can only confirm the truthfulness of the gospel. And so there's nothing to fear here. There's nothing to say, oh, you know, because of this, therefore, you know, we're going to be persecuted. Oh, this is a sign. The Lord prophesied precisely because it would help us spiritually to know and to see the signs.
Amen. You know, in Eastern Europe, there are many elders that have been there for years, and America is a new country and new to Orthodoxy. We have no elders. We have some monasteries that are being established. How important is it for us to connect with the monasteries that are close to us, if possible, and how does it provide us guidance in this situation? Because frankly, I don't like to talk about these things without some guidance of someone who is illumined and deified, if possible, and that's a rare case to find.
Well, the Orthodox Church, from its, you know, 2,000-year history, has never walked without the guidance of the monasteries. The monks are alike to the faithful, to the laymen, and the angels are a light to the monks, is what the ancient saying is. So it's impossible to even imagine the Orthodox Church without monasteries. And here in Greece, the monasteries have always been and continue to be in our day a source of guidance, illumination, and security for all the faithful. And so I think it's absolutely essential that the Church in America develop more monasteries, have a diversity of monasteries, and that the faithful take refuge in the monasteries as much as possible. They will be, in the end times, the ones we were just talking about, they will be the place par excellence where the church will continue to thrive, and they will be where the guidance of the faithful will mainly come from the monasteries in the end times. That's what we're taught and we understand from the elders here in Greece. And that's obvious throughout the church's history. Most of the defenders of the faith, if not nearly all of them, were monks, were ascetics, were strugglers in the desert or in the monasteries in the city. So, yeah, I think it's essential that we take refuge. Now, how is that practically possible in America? It's not always possible, and it also requires oftentimes great sacrifice on the part of the faithful in America to travel far distances. But it's definitely something that one ought to try to do if possible, as much as possible.
I can tell you that having visited St. Anthony's Monastery in near Phoenix, Arizona, and having been in Mount Athos, it is like a little taste of Mount Athos there in the middle of the desert. It's a wonderful place, and the elder is, you know, he just his presence is so grace-filled. I find myself weeping when he walks by. I don't know why, but it is really an experience that I think we all need, and I envy you again being close to the mountain. Father, thank you. This has been a short conversation, but you're over in Thessaloniki, and we appreciate you making time.
You've been listening to Our Life in Christ and in America with Bill Hinkle. This has been a production of the Orthodox Christian Network.